So, I just want to say that I love that story we heard just a minute ago. I love the image of the creator, the creation being something of a kitchen experiment. Isn't that cool? And there's a whimsical playfulness in the God of that story, and the idea of a playfulness built into our very existence. Of course, there's that freedom that's liberally sprinkled into the mix, the freedom to think for ourselves, to make choices for ourselves, and to act on those choices that we make. All of our choices have consequences, of course, and those we don't usually have much choice about. Yet we're still free to make choices for ourselves. Now, a lot of people ask if we Unitarian Universalists have the choice to believe anything we want to believe. And actually, a lot of Unitarian Universalists say that we can believe anything we want to. After all, we're a free faith. We don't demand adherence to a dogma. We don't have a catechism that you have to memorize. And it is pretty darn hard to be a UU heretic. Although, thank goodness, it is possible. Yet I don't think that our faith does allow us to believe just anything we might want to. Because we all need something to ground our lives on and in. We all need something to hold on to and something that can hold on to us when times get hard. And as the great Unitarian religious educator Sophia Lynn Foss taught us, it's at a reading in the back of the hymnal number 657 if you want to look it up. She taught that not all beliefs are equal in their effects upon us. It matters what we believe, she said. Now, many UUs lift up the so-called seven principles when asked about what it is that we believe. These well-known words actually come from the bylaws of our association, yet they're no dry text. There's a copy on the other side of that insert, and in a moment I'm going to ask us to read it together. The first line, you'll notice, is sort of formal and official language. So if you're feeling formal and official, that's the one you should read. The second line is wording that's been put into child-friendly language. Our children and youth know it as the rainbow chalice, which is why there's a color at the end of each of those lines. But we don't have to say the color. So if you're feeling kid-like this morning, read those lines. And while we read, Leah is going to light the candles of our rainbow chalice. So as Unitarian Universalists, we covenant to affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Respect the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And that's red. You'll notice that on the children's rainbow chalice, the first word of each line begins with the letter of the color associated with it. It's a great mnemonic tool. So we covenant together to affirm and promote, we're on the second one now, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, or offer fair and kind treatment to others. We covenant to affirm and promote acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations, to yearn to learn throughout life. A free and responsible search for truth and meaning, to grow in our ongoing search for truth and meaning. The right of conscience and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large. To believe in our ideals and to act on them. The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. To insist on peace, freedom, and justice for all. Respect for the interdependent web of all existence, of which we are a part. value our interdependence with all living things, the web of life. Now, I'm the first person to point out that this is not a statement of beliefs. It's not a creed. It's a covenant statement, a promise that our congregations make to one another in the coming together that creates the UUA, like the covenant we have with each other that we read as opening words. And even if it were a creed statement, I've heard people say that the words are just so general that they don't really mean anything, because just about anybody of goodwill would say they affirm those things. So I want to take just the first one for a minute. Let's pull it apart. We, UUs, covenant with one another to affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Every person. Not just the ones who think the way we do, or the ones who look the way we do, or who vote the way we do. Every person. Not just the good people or the successful people or the happy people. Not just the liberal people or people who've had their consciousness raised about racism and heterosexism and transphobia. We Unitarian Universalists affirm a principle that's based on the belief that every person, each and every person who is, was, or ever will be, every person without exception, absolutely every person has inherent worth and dignity. And inherent means that we're born with it, that we don't have to do anything to earn it, and that we can't do anything to lose it. According to the dictionary, this worth and dignity then is permanent, essential, and a characteristic attribute of every person on this planet. Well, that's definitely not something everyone would agree with, nor is it so general as to have no meaning. It's incredibly specific and demanding. From playground to geopolitics, affirming and promoting the inherent worth and dignity of every person is hard work. It's hard to remember it when people are being mean to us, or we watch them being mean to each other. It's hard to remind other people about it when it seems as though everybody else thinks that these people are bad or don't belong here or are just trying to get into trouble. Yet even in these situations, especially in these situations, our faith calls on us to both remember and to act from the awareness that each and every person has worth, has value, just because they are a person. That means we have to work for justice. That means we have to stand up for what is right. That we have to stand with those people others would push aside and try to ignore. Now it also means, and for some of us this might be the hardest thing, our faith assertion that every person has inherent worth and dignity means us too. It can be hard to remember that when we're not feeling too good about ourselves, when we've done something wrong, or let somebody down, or not performed up to our potential, or made a mistake that hurt someone else. Even then, especially then, we need to remember that we have worth and that it's inherent, which means that we don't have to do anything to deserve it and that we can't do anything to lose it. No matter how embarrassing that thing is, no matter how regrettable it might be, we can't lose it. That's a belief that we can hold on to and that can hold on to us in the hard times. That's a belief that can help us make those choices that we're free to make because it gives us a foundation on which to make them. We who use are called by our faith to wrestle with this foundational belief. And each of the other principles is equally deep and demanding. Now, I do want to say something that ties all of this into Balloon Sunday. You're wondering if you stepped into the wrong service. So here it goes. Our Unitarian Universalist principles, the core concepts of our faith, that demand make demands of us because we are UUs, these principles are kind of like balloons. When you see a hot air balloon up in the sky, you know that you can hardly stop yourself from looking up. Our principles keep us looking up so that we don't get trapped in the day-to-day existence of our lives, but keep our eyes up to our ideals. And the principles, like balloons, like these balloons, they're really pretty. When we hold them down here by our chest, they have that balloon smell. And they're so colorful, and they make that squeaky sound that some of us really hate, but some of us really love. And somehow the people who love it are usually right next to the people who hate it. I thought about doing it right next to the microphone, but I'm not. So we can hold the balloon right here and totally enjoy it, but that's not what a balloon's for. A balloon is supposed to go up, be held aloft, so that other people can see it too, and other people can enjoy its beauty, and other people can be cheered and inspired and strengthened by it. Well, that's the promote part of our affirm and promote our principles. We're not supposed to hold them to ourselves. We're supposed to put them out there. We're called on to put them into action, to show others how they make the world more fair, more just, more beautiful, more loving. We believe these things because we're Unitarian Universalists. And we're Unitarian Universalists because we believe these things.